This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت The hadith tonight, the collection of Imam Muslim narrated to us by Aisha. This is the final hadith within this theme of holding fast to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think 50, I didn't realize we did 15 already. So we'll move on to something different inshallah tomorrow. And this is what he said alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to kind of end this theme. I hope this hadith you'll find interesting. قَالَتْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ وَهُوَ بَيْنَ أَصْحَابِهِ I heard the Prophet once say something when he was sitting amongst his companions. This is what he heard him say, because her house was very close to the masjid, obviously, that was the wall to wall. So sometimes he would be sitting, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the masjid with the sahaba, and they would be talking, and she could hear from inside, so she would listen. So this is what she heard him say. قَالَتْ فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَىٰهُ إِنِّي عَلَى الْحَوْضُ أَنْتَظِرُ مَنْ يَرِدُ عَلَيَّ مِنْكُمْ I'm going to be at my basin on the Day of Judgment. And I will be waiting for you to come to me that day. Like my eyes are going to be out for you. Yes, a lot of pious and good people will come and they will get their share. But I'm really looking around to see if you're going to make it. And the people who descend from you and the people who descend from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. فَوَاللَّهِ لَيَقْتَطَعَنَّ Duni minkum yawmaha rijal. And I swear to you on that day, some of you will be taken away from me. On that day, I see you and I want you to come and take a sip from the basin and move on to Jannat al-Na'im. And as you're coming, and as I am filling your cup and greeting you and welcoming you, you'll be removed from my vicinity. Even though I know you well. فَأَقُولُ مِنِّي وَمِنْ أُمَّتِي No, they're from me, and they're from my nation as well. Like, I know them well, and I know where they come from, and I can see on their faces that they're descendants of the people that I love, and from myself, I know them. فَيَقَالُ لِي It was said to me, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا عَمِلُوا بَعْدَكَ مَا زَالُوا يَرْجِعُونَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ You don't know what they did after you left. They continue to regress backwards from the moment that you left them. You don't know after you left what they did. Because the Prophet ﷺ's assumption is that once he left and he left the Qur'an amongst us and he told us, this is what you hold on to till the last moment. You adhere to every word and you move forward with it with all of your might. He assumed that after he passed away, ﷺ, the Muslims would continue to do that in anticipation and in desire and hope that they would meet him that day at the basin and be able to drink and enter with him to Dar al-Rahma. But because some of them didn't, they'll be removed from his vicinity and will not be allowed access, and he'll be told, alayhi sallam, the truth. You don't know what they did after you left. They kept on regressing backwards. They kept on going backwards. They left what you gave them, and they went back to their early and old habits. And they slowly, slowly disconnected themselves from that which you asked them very clearly to hold on to with all of their might. But they didn't. But they didn't. He left us the book. This is the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right there. It's on the shelf. That is what he left us. And he was very clear about it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it with all that you got. And if you don't, on the Day of Judgment, you'll try and come to have access, and you'll be taken away. And you won't be allowed because you regressed, you didn't do it. You deviated, you changed what the faith was. You didn't practice it the way he explained, alayhi salatu wasalam. You didn't hold on to it the way he taught. And that will be by far the worst moment of any of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. There is no worse moment in the life of anyone than the moment that you come that close, you're that close to that sip and that access. And then you're pulled back at the last moment. As you actually see him, alayhi salatu wasalam, you're not only are you there, not only are you close, but you saw him and he saw you back, and all that's left is just one more step. Your hand is out, just about to take it from his hand, and then you're pulled back. You're pulled back. And that's the biggest sorrow that any of us will ever face. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to adhere to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of our might. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول وهو بين أصحابه إني على الحوض أنتظر من يريد علي منكم ووالله لا يقتطعن دوني منكم رجال يومها فأقول مني ومن أمتي فيقال لي إنك لا تدري ما فعلوا بعدك ما زالوا يرجعون على أعقابهم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم والسلام